Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week we're talking about the Holy Spirit being at work within us. Now, last week we spoke about how so often we live our lives powerless without the Holy Spirit.
Because basically we don't invite him in.
That's it, yeah. So we talked about our challenge being expectant to where is God going to show up? Holy Spirit, come and show up today. And so this week it's slightly different because it's more about recognizing the Holy Spirit at work within us.
Because he might show up but you can't recognize him.
Yeah, or you're not acting on it. You know, for whatever reason, sometimes we're tired, we're lazy.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm not going to listen
to that. Not today, God. Yeah.
I like that. Not today, God.
Not today, God.
St. Augustine did that.
Did he?
In St. Augustine's conversion, and he had an encounter with the Lord, he at the beginning goes, maybe next week I'll change, Lord. I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
And then a bit further on in his life, it was like, okay, maybe tomorrow, Lord. I'm not ready yet. And then it was like, okay, I'm ready, Lord, now.
So we just keep delaying, you know, like, not today, God. So this week is really looking at recognizing the Holy Spirit working within us and then stepping out and acting on it. Because often I think we say we want to live with power in our faith.
But do we ignore
the promptings?
Or do we want the consequences? Because there is consequences in any choice of that power in our life.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's true. That actually makes me think of a story. I remember years ago when I used to work at the pharmacy, driving to work one day, and as I'm driving to work saying, God, would you use me today? And I remember as I said that, like it was just prayer in my head, remember as I said it, I actually started getting nervous as soon as I said it because I was like, uh-oh.
What's going to happen?
Where is God going to want to use me and am I going to be ready? But that's it. How often do we say we want God's power in our lives? But then we don't want to do the work.
We don't. Yeah, but we might not have the courage that day.
Well, that's right.
Because we're all different. Yeah. But you know, I remember a thing I had to really overcome and work with was shyness, and it wasn't I'm going to decide and it's finished and over and complete. Every day I had to decide, and some days it was good and other days not. But I had to ask God to give me the courage to step out to talk to people.
Yeah.
To, you know, present or do whatever I had to do.
Yeah. And so this week our focus is on let's recognize the Holy Spirit working in us. Because if we've asked him to come and work in us.
He'll come.
He'll come. So let's now recognize.
And action.
And action. That's it. Step out and have that work in us. And that's through the Holy Spirit speak to us through our conscience, through our thoughts.
Not just that.
No.
Maybe but, something, yeah. a scripture we read.
Yeah, yeah.
Words on a billboard, in a newspaper, on a blog, or something that, you know when your spirit quickens.
So one of the scriptures that I shared was when Saul is on his ride to Damascus, we assume he's riding, and God comes and there's a flash of light. He falls to the ground. He becomes blind. And, you know, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Saul goes blind and he's told to go to this house. And then kind of like a separate story, as if you're watching a movie.
Yes, you know, different scenes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. At the same time, there's this man named Ananias and he hears the voice of God. And God says, I want you to go to this man named Saul. And lay your hands on him and he will be healed. And Ananias, of course, goes, oh, I've heard about this guy named Saul.
I really don't want to have anything to do with him.
Yeah, but God says go, so he does. And so my focus is not on Saul, but on Ananias.
Listening, hearing and actioning.
Yeah, because I can only ask it of myself and everyone else can ask it of themselves. How often have you had moments of Ananias in your life where you're doing the dishes in the kitchen and you hear God say, hey, Emma, go and talk to that person down the street. Like, you know, because God wants to
talk to us and intersect with us. So the focus really is Ananias was aware of
God in his life and listening to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the voice
Philip,
of God.
Philip did that.
Yeah.
Philip, remember, was told, go stand in the road and there's going to be a carriage coming past.
Yes, and the eunuch comes past.
Yeah, and he stops him and jumps in with him. And the eunuch had been reading scripture but not understanding it. So Philip then shares scripture with him and what it means and the understanding.
Yep.
If Philip hadn't listened and actioned what the Holy Spirit had told him to do, that eunuch would have read something but still not understood.
And Philip was the one to bring that to him.
Yes.
So in the same way, Ananias was the one
to bring it to Saul.
And then I was listening to a preacher the other day, Priscilla Shira, and she was saying, how often is our call or the actions that we take, how often it unlocks someone else's?
Yes. It unlocked Saul, who became Paul, a great apostle of the Lord and a saint.
But if Ananias hadn't heard the voice of God,
what
would
have
Saul
happened?
Have become Paul?
What would have happened?
Yeah, that's right, question mark. We don't know. But he did hear.
Yes.
And he stepped out. So that's the challenge to us. And I think the first thing is we need to know God's voice.
Yeah.
So we need to be praying.
Yeah.
Because prayer helps us to.
And actually next week we're going to be sharing on how then do you practice that presence and knowing our God and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. So first we need to know his voice. And then the second thing, which I think is actually the hardest thing, which is what the focus is.
Actioning.
Yes. Step out and act.
Have courage and strength and go, okay.
Be bold.
Yeah, be bold. Yeah. Yep.
And it is hard because we could get it wrong. You know, like we could hear.
But I've often thought of that.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong and I speak up, I'm being a fool for Christ.
Mm.
How much better to be a fool for him than a fool for myself or for anybody else.
Yeah.
Mm. And even being a fool for Christ, he honours us in that.
Mm.
He, you know, wow, well done, good and faithful servant.
So that's the challenge, is to step out and act and to be obedient to what God's asked. But we see in this story that Ananias still kind of said,
said
to God,
Yeah, Saul's been persecuting people.
Are you sure, God? Are you sure what you want?
Are you really asking that of me?
Or one, are you sure, God, that's the right action? And two, have you picked the right person here? I'm not sure that's me. But then the good thing we see is Ananias then trusts in God.
Yeah.
Okay, God, you've asked me.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
Isn't it not always a walk in trust and a surrender?
Yep.
Surrender to God's will, even though as humans we are always going, is this really God's will?
Yeah.
Because until we do it and then we see the fruits of stuff, often we don't know if it really is God's will. Because we are only human. We can hear it wrong. It could be what we desire, But when we look back on our life and we see the handprint, the footprint of God and the blessing and the fruits, then we go, aha. I chose correctly no, I didn't choose right.
So our weekly challenge is to step out and act. Because we know...
Gulp.
Yes, gulp.
Gulp.
Because sometimes I think we hear or we get that, you know how we talk about in Luke where it talks about the road to Emmaus, how...
The burning in their hearts.
I think often we have Jesus speaking to us and we have that... burning in our hearts.
And we ignore
it? I think
it?
This is God and we ignore it.
We go, no, it's just heartburn.
Yeah, that's... I ate too much this morning. But that's the challenge.
Yes.
So to step out and act. So last week we were talking about wanting to live with the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, to do that, we need to step out and act. That's the next bit. And then like Rosemary said, next week we're going to be talking about practicing the presence of God. So how do we do it in our day, every day? So we hope you enjoyed our chat today. We hope you can step up to the challenge, step out and act, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.